It kind of feels like Christmas, doesn't it? And it feels like it's the Christmas season. You look outside, all the snow. The second that snow came, I wanted to be listening to Christmas music, but I resist as much as possible. I have to wait at least until Thanksgiving is over. Otherwise, that's just too long, and I feel like I've cheated Thanksgiving a little bit if I start too early. But I'll forgive you if you've already been listening to Christmas music. Because technically, the Christmas season doesn't start till December 25th. That's the first day of the 12 days of Christmas. But again, you walk outside, you look at the mall, commercials on TV, it feels like Christmas. Now, as Americans, as people, we like Christmas, don't we? Or for the most part, we do. Of course, as kids, we like to get the stuff. As adults, maybe we like the decorations. But there are other aspects of the Christmas season that, as Americans especially, we are really attracted to, regardless, I think, of faith or religious conviction. We might refer to it as the Christmas spirit or the holiday spirit, but it is that aspect of the season that really seems universal. Maybe the feelings of peace, love, hope, joy, that general sense of goodness and thankfulness. We like those things. It gives us reasons. We feel optimistic when season of Christmas comes around. And that, again, is regardless of our faith. And so as the commercials are telling us that it definitely is the Christmas season and getting us ready for that black of all Black Fridays, the world is peddling out peace and security, forcing it on us in many different forms and ways. It wants us to have warm fuzzies, and it comes in many forms. The obvious form is gifts, I think. You think back to when you were a child. Maybe you had that one toy each year that you were looking forward to for so long. I know our kids have given us Christmas lists already. It started probably December 26th of last year. I think often of that movie, A Christmas Story. Do you know that movie? You should. It's on TV 24 hours a day on Christmas Day. In that movie, there's a young boy named Ralphie who throughout the entire movie asks his mom and dad for a Red Ryder carbine action 200-shot BB gun. It's what he wants. His heart is set on that BB gun. He asks Santa for it. He asks his parents for it over and over again. He's obsessed with it throughout the movie. For him, it would fulfill a lifelong dream. And in fact, he has a dream that they show in the movie where he's fighting bandits. He brings peace and security to his house against the thieves and robbers. And I don't think too much has changed, though, since we were kids. I think we still have those things that represent the BB gun. Maybe we pin our hopes for peace and security on a bank account, a retirement fund. Maybe it is on a loved one, or perhaps a particular leader or political leader. Maybe not today's political leaders, but maybe at one point it was like that. For those of you that have seen A Christmas Story, do you remember what every adult tells Ralphie about getting a BB gun? Do you remember that? Everybody says, "You'll shoot your eye out, kid." And at the end of the movie, he actually does. He shoots himself in the eye. It all goes wrong. In our text from 1 Thessalonians, Paul implies that those who seek peace, and security in the things of the world are those who walk in darkness. In the darkness, their vision is blinded, and they become incapable of seeing their frail nature and the frail nature of what they consider to offer peace and security. Paul tells his congregation in Thessalonica, when they say there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. A woman named Trish from Duluth, Minnesota, thought that she was suffering severe back pain from the intense training that she was doing for a half marathon. And after running for about 2 hours one Sunday morning, she was really feeling the pain a lot. So she went to go take a hot bath in the hopes that that would alleviate some of the pain. And it just didn't work for her. It was so painful the next morning that she thought, well, maybe I should go to the ER. I don't know what's going on. But instead, she went and she watched her husband play basketball. And then later that afternoon, she watched her daughter go to a play and perform a play. But after that, the pain was so intense. She thought, well, maybe I'll take a hot shower. Maybe that'll help alleviate the pain. And so she did. She took her hot shower. But afterwards, the pain was still there. It was so unbearable. She thought, I must be dying. And so her husband called an ambulance, and she got to the hospital. And while being examined in the emergency room, the medical staff detected not only her heartbeat, but the heartbeat of her baby, who had been occupying the womb for the last 35 weeks, unbeknownst to her and her husband. Talk about a surprise. 5 minutes later, Trish and her husband welcomed a 6-pound, 6-ounce baby girl into the world that they had no idea was even there. Now, you think I'm making this up. I am not. You can look on the news. Her name is Trish Stain. She's from Duluth, Minnesota. Had no idea she was pregnant until 5 minutes before the baby came. And once that baby came, there was no escaping the fact that you're a parent again. Paul says, the abrupt and sudden nature of the coming of the day of the Lord, the day of judgment, the end of times, will be like a woman who is suddenly in labor, and there is no escape from such a thing. On that day, all those things that we thought brought us peace and security will be found to be empty promises. They'll burn like chaff, and we will be judged by our deeds. On that day of the Lord, the day of judgment, the ancient Israelites believed that the Lord God Almighty on that day would descend upon earth, would come to earth and judge the world, all people, everywhere. And they believed that only the righteous would be spared, and those who were not spared would be condemned. Peace and security on the day of judgment had nothing to do with what one owned, with what one, with their status in the community. Had nothing to do with who they were or how strong their retirement plan was. On the day of the Lord, peace and security came only through one's righteousness. The question is, though, how would one be determined to be righteous? Would any of us feel comfortable on our own that we are righteous enough to stand on the day of judgment? But Paul tells the Christians at Thessalonica, "But you, beloved, are not in darkness for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. For God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us." I cannot think of a way to express the gospel more clearly than that. Christ died for you and has taken the wrath of God due to you upon himself. And through his death, God has destined you, therefore, not for wrath, but for salvation in his name through Jesus Christ. As one baptized into Christ, you are clothed in his righteousness. And he is your infallible peace and security. Through Christ, you are therefore chosen by God for life, not for death. And in baptism, you are claimed as a child of God. And God, like a thief in the night, has come and stolen you away from the power of sin, death, and the power of the devil, and has brought you into the glorious majesty of the light of Jesus Christ. And as children of the light, claimed by Christ, destined for salvation, you are safe, you are secure, and you are at peace with God. The day of judgment is not a scary day for us, because we know in whom our peace and security lies. But Paul writes his letter because the allure of this world is powerful. Our sinful nature, the lies of the devil, they're ever before us, always trying to steal us away from the light of Christ back into the darkness. And so Paul writes his letter as an encouragement and tells his people to encourage one another, to build each other up, to constantly remind each other of what Christ has done for them, that Christ has claimed them, brought them into the light, to encourage each other to keep walking in the light. As people of the light, they were to be clear-minded, to know in whom their faith relied upon. Paul tells them to put on the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet of the hope and confidence of their salvation. For it is in Jesus Christ that we find our peace and security, and through Christ and Christ alone that we will then stand as righteous before our God Almighty when the day of the Lord does come. Amen.